Welcome back to another edition of Hale & Hogg Talk. My name is Jake Kung-Schreifels of Redskins.com, and I'm joined once again by Redskins wide receiver Maurice Harris. Maurice, I first got to ask you about your hair, because it's been a subject of conversation throughout the year. Have you always had long hair?
Yeah, pretty much. Ever since, I think, like the 8th or 9th grade, just been kind of growing it out. Just decided not to go get a haircut one week and just kept growing it. So I haven't had it for a while.
Now, is it fair to say that TJ Houshmandzadeh was an inspiration for you? Because you have that look right now.
Yeah, that's kind of my nickname on the team. But I really never thought about that. I've watched TJ Houshmandzadeh a little bit growing up, but, you know, he was a little older. So, but I like it though. I appreciate that nickname.
who was a wide receiver that you kind of enjoyed looking up to and watching as a kid?
I actually like Larry Fitzgerald a lot.
Another long hair guy.
Yeah. I liked him. And like actually, when we got a chance to go play in Arizona, it was just a big moment for me to be able to see him play and watch him and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was big time for me. And I just like the way he plays, his physical style, and the way he catches the ball.
Yeah. Now, I know you went to Cal. You originally from North Carolina area. Do you still have a lot of family in North Carolina?
Yeah. Pretty much all my family's out there in Carolina, and I'm actually going to head back later this week. So, yeah, my family's there.
I guess what was your high school experience like, and as you tried to promote yourself to Cal, what was that like for you?
It was good. I actually transferred high schools my 9th grade year, going into my 10th grade year, to Northern Guilford High School. And it was a brand new school, so the program was just getting started, but it was good. We started off really good and kind of kept that tradition going, and we won the first state championship game state championship that year, and just kind of kept going from that year, and they won a consecutive state championship. So they have a good tradition of football there.
So that's a big jump, go all the way to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. What was the experience like for you up near, you know, Northern California? I mean, it's a bit of a change of the scenery for you.
Yeah, it was different, but I'm glad I did it. It's a lot more diverse and stuff out there on the West Coast, and I just kind of wanted to get away from home. And I had a big opportunity to go to Cal. Everybody knows they have a great scholar program and good academic program and stuff, so I wanted to take that opportunity for myself to go out there.
Yeah. Now, you obviously and DeSean Jackson, both Cal grads. Was it did he kind of pick your brain about what your experience was like while you were there?
Yeah. We always, every time, you know, we're together or whatever, we talk about Cal and, you know, all the different coaches and players and everything that, you know, kind of that Cal connection. Also Nick Sundberg.
Oh, right. There. That's right.
So we all kind of talk about, you know, what's going on with Cal and everything. So that's always good.
Kind of like that Pac-12 mentality in the locker room, kind of busting on some guys on the SEC side.
Yeah. Yep.
I know it can be tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now, another little known fact is you have a cousin with, your cousin's with Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. He just had to make a big move and go from the Chargers to Los Angeles, from San Diego to Los Angeles in that move. Have you talked to him about kind of making that transition so far?
Yeah, I actually talked to him last week and stuff about that, and he was just saying, yeah, man, I don't want to have to move. You know, it's going to be expensive and all that, but he's excited for the new start or whatever for them and everything, and so we talked about that. But yeah, he was kind of upset that he had to move all his stuff and pack because they have to move soon. So that was his big thing.
And of course, Redskins are going to go to Los Angeles twice and play the Chargers out there. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. We talked about it. He actually didn't know that we played each other, and I told him. So that's going to be exciting for us. It'll be our first time playing against each other in a while.
I'm sure you get some family members down there for that game.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Maurice, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
No problem.